Oh, hey. What's up? What? What letters? I think you've got the wrong person. I don't even know who you are. No, definitely not. I would remember if I was putting letters in your locker for over a year. Okay, look, you can believe what you want, but it's not me, okay? Saw me? When the hell did you see me? Look, clearly you can't see properly, or you're lying, because it's not me. Now leave me alone. No? What do you mean, no? You won't leave me alone until I confess? I see. And, what proof do you have? You took pictures? Of me putting the letter in your locker? Well, let me see them, now. You're really starting to piss me off. Show me them, now. Shit, people are starting to stare. No, I'm not confessing to something that isn't true. Meet you? Why? To talk to me? Well, why would I want to talk to you, huh? Coming over here and accusing me of all this? You'll show me the photo? Fine. Where do you want to meet? A park? Near your place? Fine. Give me the address. Yes, okay. I'll meet you there after school. There you are. God, what took you so long? I've been here for 20 minutes. Which teacher was giving you a hard time? That mother... He's always like that. Thinking that because he's a teacher, he can bully everyone around. You know, I've been wanting to give him a piece of my mind for a while. Maybe now it's time. Huh? Why not? He deserves it for treating you and other people like shit. Whatever. Just show me this photo. Well, yeah, okay, that's me, but I didn't write that stupid letter. Someone else gave it to me and I put it in your locker. I swear, okay? Well, why don't you believe me? What? I don't stare at you. Well, maybe you just see me when I'm zoning out, okay? Sometimes I do that, and maybe I was just zoning out in your general direction or something. Well, I don't care if you don't believe me. What are you gonna do, huh? Embarrass me in front of everyone? I don't care. You wouldn't tell anyone? Why? You're not gonna try and blackmail me or something? Well, I don't know. I mean, not many people are very nice to me, okay? I just assume the worst, I guess. Okay, yes. It's me. I've been the one who's putting the letters in your locker. I've been writing them, and yes, I do frequently stare at you when we have classes together, and sometimes I follow you, and yes, I do follow you, and I know it's super creepy, but I do follow you around school, and I mean, I have followed you home before, but I mean, you live so close to the school, and you walk home, and I've just followed you to see where you live, and just to make sure you get home okay. I haven't been like a perv and like look at you through your window or anything, but I just wanted to tell you now that you've caught me. Might as well be honest about it all. I'm really sorry, okay? I'm really sorry about all of this. I really, really like you. And I know that before this we've never talked, and that's probably really weird to hear, but I can't help it. But I just feel this intense connection to you. And I mean, the first time I saw you when you transferred to our school last year, I mean, I was blown away. I don't think you know this, but you are easily the most attractive person I've ever seen in my life. I mean, those amazing eyes, the way you carry yourself, and the way that you're just curious about everything. I mean, I just fell in love with you the second I saw you, and I felt this need to be close to you, and I just became obsessed with you. I mean, look, my family, everyone at the school, none of them gives a shit about me, and I was scared to be open and honest with you about how I feel, and I just felt scared, so I just admired you from afar. I'm sorry, okay? I know that this is all a lot to take in, and I know that I seem like a creepy stalker, and frankly, now that I'm saying all of this out loud, I think I am, but look, let's just forget all of this, okay? I won't follow you home anymore, and I'll stop with the letters. I realize all of this was weird and pushing boundaries, and it's not cool. You what? You've kept all of the letters? Seriously? All of them? I mean, I think I've written you over 100. You liked them? Why? You thought that they were sweet? Seriously? I mean, do you know what you're talking about? I mean, in my letters, I just always talked about how I was watching you and how attractive you were and how I wanted you to be with me forever. I mean, even one of my letters, I got angry when I saw you talking to somebody else and they were flirting with you. Don't you find all of that creepy? Especially the fact that you didn't know who was writing them? You like that? The fact that I paid so much attention to you and that I was possessive? You like that sort of thing? Wow. I'm honestly really surprised. I thought that if you ever found out it was me, you would just reject me and embarrass me in front of everyone. And the fact that you're accepting me is, wow, this is a lot for me to take in too. What? You want to go on a date? Seriously? I mean, I want that more than anything. All I want is to be with you, to be around you all the time. Okay, well, then I want to go on it now. Yes, now. If I have an actual chance to be with you, then I'm not letting you go. Here, hold my hand. Wow, your skin is so warm, and it feels so good to touch you. Come on, there's a really good cafe near your house. Let's go there. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I followed you home quite a few times, and on my way back, I would always stop at the cafe. They have really good pastries, and, you know, whenever I went there, I always thought about taking you there, so I want to make that fantasy come true. Come on.